as the princess was carried by the soldiers.
Dad, it was still a red light. You went.
Did I go through a red light in the car?
Yes.
Oh, dear. I don't think I did.
Yes, you did. I saw.
Going through a red light while I'm telling the princess story is a bad thing to do. Will I give up the princess story then? Okay, so back to the eagle, who had just found out that the princess was being carried towards the castle by the soldiers in pink trousers, led by the prince in yellow trousers.
No, they were wearing armor.
Okay, they certainly had shields and swords and spears, and they were quite strong. And the poor old princess was strung up, but the eagle was thrilled. The eagle was utterly delighted. His favourite young princess had landed back where she came from on Princess Island. But she was actually being carried away as if she was an ordinary prisoner and was a danger to the population. I wonder what I'll do, said the eagle. Shall I swoop down and kill them all? Shall I pick up a huge stone in my talons and fly up high in the sky and drop it on the head of that prince? Strike him to the ground and then sweep down and lift the princess and take her off to my nest and keep her forever and ever? Or will I be very, very clever and fly ahead and have a look and see what's going on in Princess Castle? That's what you think?
Yeah.
Okay, press the button for that one. Good, we got the button. Okay, now what happens next is very simple. The eagle flew off. The eagle was able to glide silently over the top of the forest and get to the other side of the forest before anybody else. And in those days, a long time ago, they didn't have Google. They didn't have Twitter. They didn't have telephones. So the eagle got there first. And nobody in the castle knew what was coming. The only thing the people in the castle saw was the eagle soaring high towards it. And as the eagle came in above the castle, the eagle turned on his X-ray eyes and was able to see everything below. Now, you remember what the princess's castle was like, don't you?
Yeah, it was glass.
It was made of glass, exactly. You could see right through it from the very beginning. And I bet you a lot of people would have forgotten that Princess Castle was made of glass. But that was a long time ago in the story, and that was a long time ago before the princess had all of her adventures. And inside the castle of glass, an awful lot of things had changed. What do you think would have changed if you were the king or if you were the queen and your daughter disappeared? Aha, a new king. And what, do you think the old king and queen was locked up in the dungeon?
No.
Kept prisoner by an evil king and queen?
Yeah.
Do you think that could be it?
Yeah.
Or what else do you think might have happened to the old king and queen then?
No, I think that they were locked up in the dungeon.
Do you think they were being kept prisoner by some evil king and queen that had taken over? And that everybody in the princess kingdom was scared and frightened and unhappy?
Yeah.
Or do you think that that's just a story made up? That that's not really the truth?
I think that's the truth.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know how you found out. Somebody's probably told you this story before, have you? But that's exactly what was going on. When the eagle looked down inside the glass castle, the eagle saw a queen that had dark, straight hair. Tall, thin, vicious, nasty, tough, fierce, scary. And beside her was a king who was round, hairy, curly, hugest nose you've ever seen in your life. and with very long fingernails that he never cut. He was Mr. Horrible. Everybody called him.
And she was Mrs. Horrible.
Well, actually, they didn't call her Mrs. Horrible. Because actually, they thought that she was probably the boss. They called her Mrs. Malevolent. And they had children called the Nasties. And she was hoping, and he was hoping, that the Nasties would inherit the kingdom. When the eagle glided over, he could see everything. The eagle was the kind of bird who had wisdom. And he only had to look into somebody's face in order to be able to see deep down into their soul. And he would be able to see the color of their heart. And do you know what color the heart of these king and queens were?
Black.
No, it wasn't black. It was dirty gray. Black is a great color. Black is a strong color. Black is the color that the light bounces off. Dirty grey, filthy grey, unwashed, sweaty grey, that was the colour of these people's hearts. The eagle looked and saw, understood everything, and flew high in the sky, way above the castle, and he wondered what he was going to do, because he knew that as soon as the soldiers and the prince in the yellow trousers returned to the castle, that would be the end of the princess. They would eat her for breakfast, dinner, tea. She'd be lucky if they didn't cut her up into little pieces and put her in a bag and feed her to the dogs. The princess...
Or the sharks.
Or the sharks. In fact, these nasty children in this house, do you know what they had? They had a huge, big fish pond. And do you know what they kept in the fish pond?
Sharks.
No. They kept piranha. Piranha fish.
What are they?
Good job. Don't ever go and meet a piranha fish. As soon as you put your finger in the pond of piranha, do you know what happens to it? Absolutely. They gobble it. And if they get a tiny, tiny little bit of blood, a cut, a little scratch, or anything like that, they think it's meat to be eaten. And they have appetites that are voracious and will never, ever end. And they would gobble that princess up within 5 seconds. And they're small, these fish, piranha fish. And they're the kind of pets, the lovey-dovey pets, that the nasty children of Mrs. Malevolent and Mr. whatever his name was, I can't even remember.
Mr. Mean,
we'll call him. I think
Yeah, that's his name.
Or was he called Mr. Horrible? Mr. Mean. Okay, Mr. Mean. Not Mr. Bean. Mr.
Oh,
Mean.
Yeah, Mr. Horrible.
Yeah, Mr. Horrible. So anyway, Horrible and Malevolent were in charge, the boss. But the eagle knew that something had to be done. And he had only got about 5 minutes to do it. Because in 5 minutes' time, out of the forest would come, trussed up like a pig, the little princess, held prisoner by the nasty, nasty creatures. Now, we're going to stop here. I have to find a parking place.